think one of the good things about what we do is it's based in questions, so you can always get caught off by someone's new questions about your work, and then it triggers maybe a back and forth relationship. So always having someone looking at your work is valuable. I mean, I remember having presented to children before, and they can ask you a question where it comes off guard, and you know, an artist is coming in with a different set of skills, and they're going to catch you off guard with a different kind of question. It's an ambitious project, this class, so it's, I think you're going to try and do a lot of difficult things at the same time. Globally, those things are always more fun than they are, you know, they're never dangerous. Ideas are only interesting. You know, whether you're an artist or a scientist, you came in with, at some point, with the desire to investigate more deeply what you're talking about. But I mean, I think that's kind of exciting in itself, the risk of doing something that, you know, might not connect, but might connect in a really nice way. And so I suppose what I would try first with the artist will be a really in-depth, complete, immersive, beside me every second of the day experience, watching everything I do. And this is kind of necessary for also the questions that come out for me to reevaluate. Because often the things that you do on a daily basis, you can zone out to as well, and you can think of them as normal. And I think only if the person is with me very intensively, almost every second of the day, this will be the most fruitful for the relationship, I think. Each of the kind of arts has a different thing to contribute to the kind of work we do. I was playing music for a long time and still have, I wouldn't call them collaborations, but still play with musicians a lot. Mm-hmm. I was playing guitar and mandolin in bands. And
mandolin?
Yeah, mandolin, yeah. So I have some experience in this, but then I think also there's a disconnect between the kind of playfulness you'll have on a smaller level, and then I have some friends who are classical music composers now, and this is like a more serious, but they can still relate to the kind of maybe music. One of the exciting things might be that if, you know, because this is a period of 2 weeks, right, very intense, but then it could, you know, a lot of these relationships where real discoveries come out of serendipitous events afterwards. This can be years later, this can be as a result of discussions you had with someone many years ago.